page 25. In 1887, the cornerstone of the Romanian Savings Bank Palace was set. The building opened as the bank's headquarters in 1900. As of 2012, Romanian Savings Bank is still headquartered there, although the building has been sold to the municipality of Bucharest for an eventual museum. Romanian Savings Bank is leasing the building until they build or otherwise obtain an appropriate modern headquarters. Romania entered World War I belatedly on the Allied or Entente side, and was largely overrun by the forces of the Central Powers. A portion of the bank's management remained in occupied Bucharest, while another portion relocated to
Iași,
in northeast Romania. Prime Minister
Ionice Brătianu
decided to send the bank's treasury, as well as other assets including the treasury of the National Bank of Romania, to
Iași,
and later to Moscow. In communist Romania, Romanian Savings Bank created a number of types of accounts, including passbook savings accounts with various combinations of interest and prices, and opened branches throughout Romania. From 1970 to 1985, Romanian Savings Bank made housing loans as well. After the 1989 revolution, Romanian Savings Bank began activities such as granting loans to other banks and dealing in government securities. In 1996, Law No. 66 reorganized Romanian Savings Bank as a joint stock company with the Finance Ministry as its sole shareholder. Beginning in 2005, moves were made toward privatization. A 2006 attempt at privatization was cut short when the government was dissatisfied with the bids. The possibility of privatization has been in play as recently as January 2011. At 10 minutes' walk from the zero point of Bucharest, University Square, is the Romanian Savings Bank Palace, one of the most beautiful buildings in the capital, which attracts especially with the Renaissance architectural style. The Romanian Savings Bank Palace, called in the beginning the Palace of the House of Deposits, Consignments and Economy, is a building that abounds in history, located on
Calea Victoriei,
the promenade of the Bucharest aristocracy. Those who laid the foundation stone of the new building, in June 1897, were King Carol I of Romania and Queen Elizabeth. Made according to Paul Gautier's plans, with specific elements of French architecture from the end of the 19th century, their palace was completed in 1900. The construction has five glass domes, one in the middle and four in the corners. They not only have an aesthetic role, they help the acoustics. The sound propagates vertically, so that what is being discussed at the counters could not be heard by the other people. The entrance to the palace is also spectacular. It is crowned by a semicircular pediment supported by a pair of composite columns. The palace's rooms are decorated with large chandeliers brought from Vienna.